This is Kelly Blewett, and I'm excited to tell you about a new collection of essays from the brilliant writer Terry Tempest Williams. It's called The Hour of Land, A Personal Topography of America's National Parks. The 12 essays included in the book each explore one park, and the book is published on the centennial of the founding of the National Park Service. In this gorgeous book, Williams provides a poetic and searing glimpse into the land, and by extension, into America itself. Philanthropists loom large in the history of our parks, and she draws them in compelling detail. Teddy Roosevelt riding out to North Dakota wearing spurs he bought at Tiffany's, Lawrence Rockefeller donating his family's ranch to the Grand Teton National Park and having every object meticulously cataloged, including the position of ashtrays on tables, so that the ranch could be recreated in another location. She describes the difficult test that would-be tour guides in Gettysburg must take. Since 2012, of over 200 applicants, only two have passed. There's the pleasure of journalism, the unexpected detail that never disappoints, the feeling of seeing something from an inside angle. But there's poetry, too. The intimate moments that Williams experiences in these parks, often accompanied by beautiful photography, speak to the reader. What it's like to witness the body of a bison eaten by other animals on the plain, what kind of lichen grows on the chilly tundra, what oil-soaked sand feels like between the toes. Williams writes, "To bear witness is not a passive act." Her avid, reverent eyes seek out wilderness and catalog how human involvement has impacted it. But this is ultimately a hopeful book. As she puts it, and I quote, "We are slowly returning to the hour of land where our human presence can take a sidestep and respect the integrity of the place itself." As a reader, I found myself sinking into these rich essays and remembering my own personal topography of the parks, from Zion to the Great Smoky Mountains. I found myself, reading Williams' words, rededicated to these wild places and reinvested in returning to them. This review originally appeared in Book Page magazine. More information can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.